Welcome to your summit.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I apologize if I have interrupted the conversation.
Not at all.
As always, it gladdens my heart to see how, as individuals, you take stock of all problems within your world. I come this time, as usual, to say to you, as your holiday season approaches, I too will withdraw to that which I call home. Mm-hmm. I also wish this time, if I may, to work quietly with this instrument. And the others of you will be used appropriately by others who will come when I withdraw.
Thank you.
As always, I know the dear children will wish to come to you next time. I hope, my dear friends, you have been looking more deeply within yourselves, as we have discussed last time. I would like you to continue with this practice, and you will become more knowledgeable about who and what you are.
Thank you.
Thank you. Very good.
I will allow just one question this time before I work with this one.
Is there any other question?
No. That was a question. You've mentioned many times over the years about a person can be healed when their soul is touched.
Yes.
And I was wondering what exactly that meant, whether it was that they'd reached the moment of enlightenment that their current condition was moving them towards, or whether it was karma had been paid, or all manner of things, and there could be very different reasons, or whether it was an external intelligence that had deemed that person to be ready for the next stage and therefore to be recovered. I was wondering what you meant by the word,
yes,
the soul is touched.
Firstly, you have to understand that the soul is the part that continues.
Yes.
It belongs to spirit, not to the physical.
Yes.
It is the physical that is governed by the soul.
Yes.
So when I speak of the soul being touched, of course, there are many reasons why this happens. I would say with health, and we have discussed this quite deeply recently, that when the body is healthy, then all is in unity.
Mm-hmm.
Body, soul, spirit, I am sure you have heard.
Yes.
Yes. When someone who may not believe comes to a healer for healing, Only when the soul is touched will the healing take place. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You understand that. The soul may be at that moment in time where it needs to be helped to heal. And there is two ways of healing.
Mm-hmm.
There is an understanding of the physical being that they must be in touch with their inner selves.
Right, yes.
It is a knowledge and an understanding which comes to them.
Mm-hmm.
But they are not guided or directed, as you have said.
Mm-hmm.
This understanding comes from within.
Within, yes.
Mm.
Is that a little more helpful to you?
Yes, yes.
Yes. I know it seems confusing when people are told that the soul must be touched or feel that love spark. That is another way of putting it to you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But is it that the soul, the soul's understanding that comes from within causes some sort of openness to being touched? To is it connected to an openness?
The physical being houses the soul.
Mm.
So there is dis-ease when there are problems with the physical body.
Mm.
It is not the soul, but the physical being that has caused the problems.
Ah.
The soul is pure.
Yes.
The soul belongs to spirit.
Ah, yes.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
When you mean that, I haven't quite understood myself. So when the soul is touched, does that mean that the physical has come to the realization, or that's the innate knowledge that's coming through that touches it?
It can be a blend, but I would say that the physical being comes to a realization of what is happening.
Yes, I see.
Mm.
And in that way, then, the soul can step forward to help.
Mm.
It is the same as your absent healing when you call for someone who is not present.
Mm. Mm.
The soul has to help, but only when the time is right.
Mm.
Mm. Mm.
Are you sure that you understand?
So if that person who has got something the matter with them, if the soul isn't touched, then they would perhaps go on to die because they...
Yes.
Yes. And would that be, in some cases, that actually they are ready to die and that's why the soul isn't being touched, or...
That is also true.
Mm-hmm.
It makes no difference how much healing the person receives. If the soul is not touched, there is no healing.
No. Mm-hmm.
And of course, the physical body becomes to a state of not understanding really what is happening to them.
So do they sort of, would it be true to say they sort of choose to go rather than stay, or rather than, they can't really embrace the whole healing that's required, the things they need to do?
On a spiritual level, the soul already knows.
Ah, right. Yes, because to give an example, when our father was dying a few months ago, we felt that he was resigned to it.
Yes.
We did have many, many cures that we wanted to perhaps try if we were able to, but he wouldn't accept all of them, though he did try some, and we sensed that he was resigned.
Because he took responsibility for his own soul.
Right.
And when the time comes, no matter how much healing is given, if your time upon this earth is here, there is nothing that will keep you here.
Yes. Mm. He did say, it is my time.
Yes. And that is why he took charge of what he knew to be true.
Right. Mm. So he was reading the situation correctly.
He was listening to that inner voice.
Right. Yeah, we did feel that very strongly.
Yes. Yes. It makes the transition to spirit much easier if the human being would only let go when the time is right.
Yes, yes.
All too often, as human beings, fear, that word I use so often, fear comes into play. Mm. And although it may keep your loved ones here for longer,
mm-hmm.
it is in a way a little destructive for the soul.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he knew his own mind. He seemed to know his mind very well.
Yes.
And he shared some insights as the time drew near. He shared that things that he was seeing, such as a white door, and he seemed very confident.
There are many people in your world who can choose the day of their passing.
Ah. Mm-hmm.
How do you suppose that they have reached to this point?
Mm.
It is because they know from within.
Yes.
That it is the time.
Mm. Yes.
And they allow the body to slip away quite easily.
Mm.
Yes. Yes, we were quite... I did feel admiration for his... For that, for how he embraced it and seemed to know. Yes, he did seem very, very peaceful for a lot of the time leading up to it.
Yes.
I think that's the same for my mum as well.
Mm.
Yes.
My father said
once there is a knowledge of spirit, it is difficult to break that.
Yes.
And it does help when the time of passing comes.
Yes. Mm. And he was so drawn. And he actually said, I need more than this, meaning he needed more than what we could give him, or an earth plane, that he needed to pass
on. Yes, the draw to spirit at those moments is great.
Yes. Mm.
And the time comes when the pool of the earth no longer has meaning.
Yes, I felt that when he was feeling it, and there is they talk about a certain euphoric moment, and I could feel his euphoria at wanting to go.
Yes, because they have the realization that they too are returning home to more loved ones, home to the knowledge that is innate within them.
Yes.
But has never been used upon the earth plane.
Mm.
But now, my dear friends, I wish you a happy holiday season.
Mm.
I hope when we return that you may all be refreshed and looking forward to more of your earthly lives. So I leave you as always, cloaked within my love, and I will work quietly with this one whilst the rest of your evening continues. I ask only that there is a little subdued speaking in order that this one may not be disturbed.
Okay. Yes, of course.
Yes. Yeah. And we wish you, if I can say it this way, a good trip back to where you belong.
Yeah.
So, enjoy your time
year.
There.
That's right, Harry. Yeah, definitely look forward to next year.
Yes, thank you.